Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben, good morning. Did you get any sleep last night?
Not really. Good morning to you guys.
Hey, Ben.
What time did you guys get back?
I got back to my house around 3 or a little after.
All right, give us some good news if you can. I know you're tied in with the team more than anybody. There are multiple reports that Ryan Shazier has some movement in his lower legs. What are you hearing at this point, Ben?
Yeah, a lot of the same stuff. Obviously, with him being back there in Cincinnati, I'm not getting all the reports right away. But I've heard some really encouraging things. A lot of things that, the Steelers put out reports and kind of updates, I know, from Kevin Colbert and some other people. So I'm kind of hearing the same thing, just some encouraging things, but not out of the woods. Obviously, continued prayers for him and his family, I think, are the best thing that he could get right now.
Ben, talk about what you were thinking when you saw that play happen. And both teams, you could tell, were very upset by it. And I know you guys know the risks of the game you play. It's a brutal game, and it can happen to anybody on any play. But just talk about what it was like to see him down there.
Yeah, when you're on the field, you don't really get to see, have the benefits of all the replays, that people at home have, all the different TV angles. So, they show one or two replays, I believe, on the Jumbotron. And even then, you don't really know, is it precaution? Is what exactly is going on? And most of us were kept in the dark most of the game because I think even a lot of the doctors and people didn't know exactly what was going on. So anytime you see a guy down, I've been in that situation. I've got carted off before. It's a scary thing. You just start praying and you worry about family members back home or people watching on TV. That's one of the scary things, too, that people don't think about. You pray for Ryan and the guys that get injured, but you also have to pray for their family because I know how scary it is when people sit at home and your family members and your loved ones see that on TV. It's not an easy thing, and it's just a scary, violent game we play.
Ben, I really can't give you much in the way of details from the first half because it was just a fog to me. It was so hard to concentrate on what was happening on the field because of, you're thinking about Ryan. And at least for me, Ben, and I don't know if as a player you're able to block this out, but when it's a neck injury or a spinal cord injury, doesn't that make it harder to just move on to the next play?
Yes and no. Anytime you have that scary, like I said, once again, we didn't know exactly what was going on. We didn't know if it was, or at least I didn't know if it was neck, is it back, is it spine, what exactly is it and what's the severity. Nowadays with head and neck and back, they take such precaution, which is the right thing to do. And, sometimes, like the perfect thing, same thing later in the game when he gets carted off. You don't know exactly what's going on. It's a scary situation. Anytime you get carted off, and then reports come out that he was back in the locker room, walk around, and things were fine. So you just never really know. And so when you're out there, you're worried about him and his health and all those things. But you also understand that you've got to continue to play a football game, and you have to give your focus to that because if you're not focused and in tune to what's going on up there, you can get hurt as well.
Did you want to know? Did you want updates on Shazier while you were playing the game?
When the defense was on the field and during timeouts and stuff, I would try and ask the doctors, trainers, hey, have you heard anything? Just to try and get updates. And they were even not getting a lot of updates because there were a lot of tests being run and whatever. So during, certain situations, it's not like, when the offense is on the field and we call timeout, you're not running over and asking how he's doing, but you're definitely trying to keep updated as best you can.
Ben, is it just me, or does this – it seems like this stuff happens against the Bengals anymore every game you play. Now, I know the Shazier play wasn't a dirty play. It was just a freak play. But Juju's hit on Burfict and then the taunting, I mean, there's no place for that. And I thought Aloka's hit on Antonio on the tying touchdown was the worst hit of the night.
I agree with you on that hit. You know, it's crazy, this sport we play, and people – get all over me for saying that you've got to contemplate every year on if you want to keep going. I think things like this, you've heard other of my teammates say it after this game, plays like this make you really evaluate things. And I think that's why I say it's a smart thing to do. But it's a violent game, and this game between them always seems to be that way. And that's why I think one of the most worrisome things when you go into this game is that the extra injury. But again, I agree with you. I think that hit on AB was maybe the worst one of the night. Juju's was obviously in the realm of the game. I don't think it was a cheap shot by any means. Cheap shots are when you hit someone away from a play, you go low on someone that's not looking. He's trying to block a guy that's probably going to make a tackle. So I do agree that I think and really believe that he was just trying to help a teammate out, being a selfless guy. So many times we talk about receivers not blocking for running backs, not making the extra play. They just want to catch. Well, on that particular play, he's trying to do more than just his job of catching the ball. He's trying to make a block. Did he go a little high? Yes. Did he just happen to graze his the helmet of Burfict? Yes. So therefore, it's a illegal hit, if you will. I will applaud the effort by Juju. And I told him afterwards, I said, listen, love the effort. Love how you're trying to help your teammate get open. Standing over a guy, uncalled for. And he knew it. I think he knew it right away. I think he regretted it, and he genuinely felt bad about that. He was not trying to hurt anybody. He was trying to play football. And if you look, Burfict's not a small guy. And you got to be careful where you go low and chop his knees down. I mean, it's not an easy thing for a receiver to block a big guy. So I truly believe him when he says he wasn't trying to do anything intentionally to hurt somebody.
Ben, did you have compassion for Burfict in that moment?
Absolutely. Anytime someone goes down, I said it afterwards, I said a prayer for him there. There's regardless of what's happened in the past, regardless of what you think of him as a person or a player, anytime someone goes down and is injured, you have to feel compassion and feel compelled to pray for that person that they're going to be okay. And it sounds like he was, from what I heard, it sounds like he was okay, got in the locker room and seemed to be walking around, so that's positive news.
Ben, how does this rivalry go back to physical football and not dirty football? How does it change?
Andrew, I had that conversation with the Monday night crew when I did the production meeting. This game, sometimes it feels like it's not just a physical, I mean, it's physical, obviously, but it feels like it's more than just a tough, hard-nosed football game. There's been a lot of penalties, a lot of quote-unquote dirty plays, things like that. When you discuss rivalries and hard-nosed football, you think about the Ravens and our matchups we've had in the past with them. And I'll credit both teams when we play. It is hard-fought, physical football. You knock someone's head off and you help them up. You're not doing anything dirty. You're not trying to be cheap. You're not taunting guys, things like that. It's just a tough football game. And sometimes you feel like this game, this quote-unquote rivalry, has turned sometimes dirty. And it's unfortunate.
Ben, I want to ask you about what happened to you guys in the fourth quarter when you came alive there. But let's talk first about the drive at the end of the first half and how important it was. They go up 17-0. You get the ball with 26 seconds left at your own 17. I thought you might take a knee and try to regroup before halftime. You try a deep pass to Antonio. It's incomplete. Now there's only 21 seconds left. No thought at all of taking a knee there?
Well, that's on the coaches. When we go out, I wasn't sure what their plan was either. They said, let's take this shot. We took the first one, and you're right. After the first one was incomplete, I definitely thought that we might, take a knee. But kind of what a lot of teams do, screen draw, thoughts there. We hit a screen for a big play, and now you've got to take a shot. And unfortunately, the next one, obviously AB got kind of tackled there. He almost made a great one-handed catch, and that would have been awesome to get 7 points on the board. But to go down and get three on the board, like you say, with 20-some seconds to cover that much ground, I think really gave our offense a little bit of a boost and our defense as well to know that you put some kind of points on the board right before half.
Ben, how do you think the NFL is reacting to this game this morning? Do you think that the violent physical nature of this game is something that they want to promote? I mean, they put the game in prime time. Or would you expect that some of your teammates and will get fined, maybe even suspended, and there might be some backlash to the way things unfolded last night?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I think the NFL, sometimes they'll take any pub they can get, good or bad. I think, obviously, they put it in prime time knowing that it's a physical game. You know, people tune in to watch it. They want sometimes some people want to see that. Some people tune in really just to see the physicality of this game, the hits, the things, what's going to happen. I think as soon as Shazier goes down with that injury, I think a lot of people's tune kind of changed. You know, I got a lot of texts that said they were disturbed. You know, the whole game, they just felt disturbed. They felt, you know, just sick to their stomach kind of the whole game. And, you know, it's in terms of fines, there's obviously going to be fines. I don't think anybody should be suspended. I definitely don't think Juju should be suspended for his actions. I think he, like I said, it happened in – it was a football play that happened in the realm of a play being run. You know, obviously the standing over him isn't what you want, but the standing over somebody warrant a suspension, I don't believe so.
Ben, Antonio didn't practice last week. There was a lot of speculation he might not play. Was it close to him not being able to play, and are you at all surprised by what he was able to do last night?
Well, you know, you have to ask him on how close he was, but, you know, there was we went through all week, you know, moving guys around and preparing for AB not to be out there. So it was that close, I guess you could say. And, you know, he wanted to be out there. He wanted to help the team win. I thought he did that. He made some big plays for us, as we always expect. You know, had a couple drops, which I think will allow the passes on with all the plays he's made. And, you know, he grabbed me afterwards and was disappointed about those. And that just speaks to the competitor that he is. He wants to make every single catch, whether he's getting tackled on a PI and he has one hand to make a catch, you know, whatever it is, he wants to make every single play. And, you know, we're just thankful for his effort.
It's the number one Cochran Ben Roethlisberger show, brought to you by number one Cochran. Go one better. Ben, we've seen things happen early in games or before games, and it seemed in the past like maybe you guys were shaken by it, whether it was Marquise Pouncey's knee injury against Tennessee a few years ago or even the Bears game from this season when the anthem thing happened. What made this game different? Why were you able last night to get your focus back after getting dealt, you know, such a taste of adversity with the Shazier injury so early on?
Yeah, you know, just never quitting. We believe in each other. You know, championship caliber teams find ways to win football games, right? I mean, I know that you guys have been here long enough and seen us play, and I've been a part of this, that in the past, when we've had these close games that we've had this year, it seems like in the past we haven't found ways to win them. And championship-caliber teams like the Patriots and others find ways to win those close games. And this year we're finding ways to win these close games, whether that's just believing in each other, never giving up, never feeling like you're out of it. I mean, even going in the fourth quarter there, I never really felt like we were out of that game. You know, just felt like, okay, let's get the ball back, we'll go down a score and see what happens after that. So I just think it's trust, faith, and belief in each other and in what we're doing.
How big was Le'Veon's touchdown on the sidelines there, and were you as amazed as we were that he stayed in bounds?
yeah, I mean, I you know, dropped back to pass, and he gave me a little holler over there, so I you know threw it to him, and I'm like, all right, we got the first down, and he got to the sideline, and you know, Le'Veon's a big back, and he loves to lower that shoulder, and I saw him running, and I'm like, Le'Veon, like, come on, where are you going? We gotta get going. And then I looked and realized the refs were still running with him. I'm like, oh, what happened? Like, it kind of caught me off guard. And I'm like, did he really not step out? And he just kept running and no whistle was blown. And it just kind of caught me off guard because I thought, you know, okay, he stepped out and he just kept running. But what effort, not quitting. And that was a big play for us.
Ben, we know you're a dad now, a proud one. Do games like last night make you think about football's future and maybe even if your kids should play the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, football's, like I said, you know, when we talked at the end in the off season about, you know, really evaluating and making sure, these are the reasons, you know, and having kids and, you know, I still push my, not push, but hope my son plays golf, you know, or if he wants to play football, that's fine too. But, you know, it's a tough sport. It's not for everyone. If he wants to do it, I'll encourage it. If he doesn't, I am just fine with that as well.
Ben, one of the things I love about this show is you try to take us into the huddle or on the sidelines or on the field. I couldn't help but notice last night, I believe you completed a pass just as Dunlap hit you, and you guys had a little bit of a conversation on the field, and I think you ended up tapping him on the helmet when it was over. I thought I saw great respect both ways there. Can you just talk about that exchange for a second?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to remember exactly what happened, but I think, you know, I told him, I said, hey, I appreciate the clean hit. I said, I think he pushed up, like he used me to push up, you know, like was getting up and pushed off on me. And I just said, hey, I said, good hit. I appreciate it, staying clean, but just do me a favor. You don't have to use me to get up. And, you know, he kind of acknowledged it, and I don't think he really said my bad, but there was acknowledgement, and I think it was, you know, hopefully one of those steps of respect, you know, kind of the respect that Suggs and I have, or, you know, Nada and I used to have, Ray Lewis and I, you know, you have respect to guys, and I respect him as a football player, and hopefully that is taking steps to earn and gain more respect both ways.
Well, speaking of Suggs, you got another easy game coming up this Sunday. I don't imagine it'll be at all physical against the Ravens, will it?
Man, short week, already feeling banged up. I'm sure it'll be a nice non-physical game this week, too.
Ben, when do you expect to hear from Shazier? Will you try to reach out to him or talk to him in the next 24 hours or the next couple days?
You know, I can only – yeah, I shot him a text. I can only imagine, you know, the amount of messages outpouring, you know, things that he's going to have on his phone. I'm sure the last thing he's going to do is just have his phone and answer people. So the biggest thing is just letting him know that we're praying for him and hoping we hear something soon, whether that's from him directly or doctors, coaches, anything. So to me, that's, you know, whenever we keep getting the good news, you know, we just keep praying.
Ben, as always, we appreciate your time, especially after a short night like this. Have a great week. Good luck against Baltimore. And as always, stay healthy, man, will you?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Hope you guys have a good week.
You bet, Ben. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.